Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Danny Richard, Rick Rouillet, alongside, I'm Grant Paulson. How is your lunch over there?
It's not very good.
What is it?
Tuna and some feta cheese, the crazy feta and some carrot sticks.
You were the good king about what I just told you, weren't you?
I wasn't paying attention.
Why not?
Because I only hear everything I've said is correct. I won't let it go until that's what I hear.
I'm sorry.
I don't care. You can tell me whatever you want.
I'm just going to give you a couple nuggets.
That's cool. He doesn't eat bread. I don't care what he says. I'll turn my headphones off. Are you ready? You going to say it?
No. I'm going to say it. Here we go.
Power goes down. This means I can't hear you. Ready?
Well, you can still hear me. You're sitting in the same small
room.
Ready? Yeah. So there are two people that texted me, one of whom is my buddy Joe, who you know. You like Joe. He doesn't eat bread. That's true. And he said that every time he leaves his desk and comes back, he has to re-log in and all these things. Because you had said that in the Department of Defense, they don't have a more annoying system than we do. The other person that texted me reminded me, and my dad had to do this in the past, so I know this is true, that they have like this key fob thing they have to walk around with, and the numbers change all the time. And if they're online for any extended period of time, they have to re-punch in the new numbers to do anything on the computer. And so your descriptions of what you had to do when you worked for the Department of Defense or whatever branch that was that you referred to, it's like 10 years ago. So I think the technology's changed to the point where it's now more confusing and worse than our technology. That's all I was saying.
Oh, you're done. Sorry, I'm going to turn my headphones back on. Just reading this article about Cousins to the Jets with great vigor and interest.
What do you think about what I just said, though?
I don't know what you just said. Literally didn't hear you.
Why didn't you hear me?
I didn't change my authentic. I didn't get a text message to listen to you first. So we have to do that in order to make sure we hear or
should I text you anytime I'm about to start talking? That would make for a tough 4 hours of radio.
No, we can do it normally because we don't have to have that authentication process.
Do you have any rebuttal to my point before we move on?
Literally didn't hear it. So I'm ready to
talk about it. Do you want me to try
it
again?
No, I don't.
I'll say it again.
I have no interest in hearing it. I seriously don't. Do not care. Everything I've said is correct. Every word has been right. People are not acknowledging for some funny reason, and that's adorable. I'm sure I need to hear about authentication or Google IDs or whatever else.
Do you ever get this mad and get in an argument like this with your wife where you just refuse to listen and
all the time.
Turn off your headphones?
Pretty consistent.
That's such a bad bit.
Maybe. I'm correct. Every word I've said is right. I started at 11:47. It's now 12:22. Still correct. I have a stand-up show on Saturday. It's ridiculous that our email system is this complicated and convoluted and stupid and all the different logins that we have are outrageous, and they change all the time, and it's a complete pain in the butt.
Would you rather have a CAC card where you have to punch in the numbers that are on the card at that second?
I don't know what that is. I don't work for the Department of Defense anymore. I work for a radio company. I'm not selling my secrets to the Russians. I have just been on record for 7+ years, not harassing Thom or Brendan or AJ, anybody else I work with. That's not why AJ left.
Is that correct? Has he not harassed you at any point?
Just managed to not do it.
He has somehow managed to not do it. It's very nice.
Managed to not sexually harass anybody. Just over here trying to check an article that, seems to be pretty reasonable to be able to look at.
Let's get to that article. It's written by a gentleman named George Willis, who I believe we're going to have on the show coming up at around 1 o'clock. Jets need to make a strong push for Kirk Cousins is the headline. George Willis, columnist with the New York Post. The courtship of Kirk Cousins should begin now. There is no reason to wait until the spring to make it known the Jets want him to be their franchise quarterback. It's a path the Jets can pursue now that he isn't going to San Francisco like most assumed. Signing Cousins should be plan A for the Jets this offseason if the Redskins quarterback becomes a free agent and entertains offers from not only the Jets, but other quarterback-needy teams around the league. Sure, it's still the middle of the 2017 season with the Jets, 3-5 looking to end a three-game losing streak Thursday night against the Bills, while the Redskins travel to Seattle to play the Seahawks on Sunday. But it's not too early for the Jets front office to start figuring out how much money it's going to take to put Cousins in green next season if given the opportunity. He goes on to talk more about Kirk Cousins and why the Jets should pay what they need to bring him in. And so it begins. The first big chip that fell here was Garoppolo to San Francisco. I think you're going to get columns like this out of Cleveland.
I think you're going to get columns like this out of Jacksonville.
If in Pittsburgh and Arizona there are rumblings about Roethlisberger and Palmer being out, you're going to see that there as well. Just remember that whatever you think about Kirk Cousins, the line for him is still going to be several teams long.
So this was an interesting paragraph here. Look, Cousins might not be the sexiest quarterback to hit the free agent market. He's not Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers, but he's a six-year veteran who's won games, which, whatever, I bristle at that, but whatever. A six-year veteran who's won games and knows how to manage an offense. Some Redskins fans can't wait to see him go, but the Jets desperately need some stability at the position. And if Cousins, 29, can provide it for the next 4 to 5 years, then wouldn't it be worth it to the Jets' investment?
That is a great paragraph.
It's exactly
that's kind
right.
of what we always talk about.
Exactly. And again, the part of it, he's won some games. He's been on a team that's won
just,
games. But I see
his
point.
The idea of stability at the position, a guy who gives you a chance. You're paying the huge freight for someone who's going to give you a chance every Sunday.
Exactly.
Get you to the 9-10 win mix. Maybe 1 year with everything going sunny around him, it's 11. Maybe some years it's 8. But you're going to be in the conversation to get hot and go on a Super Bowl run.
It summarizes the viewpoint. If he owes you an apology for not being Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers, not being in the conversation for the greatest quarterback ever to walk this earth, one of the great athletes of all time in terms of Tom Brady, a medical marvel that like doesn't eat lycopene or something like that, and like eats avocados 7 meals a day. Congratulations. He's not a freak. He's not one of the great quarterbacks ever. He's not a top 10 all-time passer in every category like Aaron Rodgers is. If you're mad about that, then you'll never be happy because the Redskins spent decades trying to find one. And even their Super Bowl winning quarterbacks, by the way, weren't them.
Then it's not even about being mad about that. It's about being unwilling to pay elite money for anything other than that. Mm-hmm. I think, don't you think that's the problem with a lot of people? They say you can't pay $27 million for anyone other than someone who's on this Mount Rushmore, which is not correct. Because Derek Carr just got $24 million, who has never won in the playoffs. Matt Stafford just got $27 million with a better track record, longer track record. By the way, Kirk Cousins is outperforming Derek Carr this season. Derek Carr has a small sample size of being excellent, has been injured twice.
And I love Kirk Carr, Cousins, by the way.
Me knocking on wood, has not been. There is durability there that is important. There is a consistency there that is important. You know what you are going to get. That is worth a lot of money at that position. Now, you can easily say, I don't care if the Jets want to do this or if the Browns want to do this. It's not the right thing to do. Let them make the quote-unquote mistake. And I guess that could be your logic. But you got to know what you're getting yourself into if you lose out on Cousins. And we just had J.P. Finley on, and he made a couple of really good points about Cousins' future. The one thing I disagree with is he's lumping together the franchise and the transition tag. And it's not just him. A lot of people in the media do this. They couldn't be more different. Those two things have nothing to do with one another. The term tag is used in both. That's the end of what they have in common. The franchise tag means you're keeping a guy around at 1 year. The transition tag means you're allowing Kirk Cousins to hit free agency, and then you'll then have a chance. It's basically restricted free agency is all it is.
Yeah.
You will have a chance to keep Kirk Cousins if you match an offer that he gets. But transition tag, if you talk to agents around the league, they use the phrase TFA, transitional free agency. You're basically just an RFA at that point who's signing offer sheets, who's shopping around Jacksonville, Cleveland, the Jets, whoever, and you're getting the best offer you can, and you're bringing it back to the Redskins to get a resolution. Now, JP's point is, well, they could still keep him for a year at that number.
Because that transition tag comes with a number if nobody else bids.
Absolutely.
So I guess that's true. Right.
And I will absolutely chalk that up to him. He's right. I don't see why there wouldn't be an offer, though.
You would think there would
be. Even if it's a low offer. Let's say the best offer he gets is $22 million a year. It's crazy. It won't happen. But let's just say that the Jaguars offer him $22 million a year and guarantee him, you know, 68 or something. The Redskins would obviously match that offer. But there's no way he's not going to get an offer. He said transition tag means he's headed to free agency. My point in all of this, though, would be this is the first of a bunch of columns where I think these fan bases are desperate for a guy like him. And you may say we could do better. I'm telling you, there's a lot of teams that would love to do this well.
You know what? Maybe you could do better. But I just go, well, I'm 0 for, I don't know, my entire life as a Redskins fan. And that includes, by the way, guys that have won Super Bowls here. Theismann and Rippon and Doug Williams and whatever else. They benefited from being on great teams. And I love those guys. They're my heroes, for goodness sakes. But the Redskins have never had the real franchise quarterback. In my lifetime, you got to go back to the Sonny Jurgensen's of the world. You got to go back to those kind of days. To, you know, I don't know, guys that passed, punted, kick, and also played safety. You got to go back to those kind of days when they had a franchise player. In the modern era, they haven't had one. A lot of teams had, they haven't. I just know that it can be a lot worse than what it is. Even if you don't love the guy, and that's your prerogative. It's you may be right or wrong. I don't know. I just know that I've seen what it looks like when you go through the carousel. I never want to go back.
George Willis wrote the story in the New York Post. He's going to join us at 1 o'clock in a half hour. We'll talk about this. But let's hit some phone calls next. Let's open up the Hadid carpet cleaning listener lines for you guys. 800-636-1067. I want to hear from you. When you start to hear other people saying they kind of want your girl, if you will, does it make you like her a little bit more?
Appreciate what you have.
When you know that people are sliding into her DMs, when you know that people are clicking like on her Facebook that she works with, do you go, maybe I'll get her some flowers tonight? Maybe it's, yeah, we get into these fights and there's some things I don't like, but it's not as bad really as it might be with someone else. We're pretty happy. She's pretty. I like her. She's nice to me. The Jets have media members writing columns now saying, make this happen. And this is the first of a bunch of teams. 800-636-1067 is the number on Grant and Danny.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.